Thank you for joining us on the Halifax Daily News with your host, Jamie and Lisa.
Every Wednesday's cake day, a two-story high cake. We're going to bring it out, and we're going to pretend it's a surprise because it's cake day.
Hump day!
Does it still qualify because it's a short work week?
Oh, now you're confusing me. No, it's actually a hump moment, and that would have been last night at midnight.
Okay.
Hump moment! Speaking of which, did you see the blood moon on Monday night?
No, you know what? We kind of missed out a little bit. There was some high cloud that sort of covered things over, but I did see some great pictures.
All right, one of them was taken by
social media.
One of them, I do believe, was taken by Max Speed.
Yes, off his back deck right here in the People's Republic of Beaverbank.
So we couldn't see it, not because of the clouds, but because of those pesky eyelids of yours. They obstructed your view of the blood moon, didn't they?
They did, yes.
I, on the other hand, I was watching Gone with the Wind instead.
Gone with the Wind? Was that on TV last night?
Gone with the Wind was on TV last night.
Really?
Yeah. And it got me to thinking. I did a little bit of math, as I always do.
Because we all know how you're a lover of the math.
Yes, I just like playing with my fingers. Anyway, I figured out that the American Civil War ended in 1865.
Okay.
Gone with the Wind came out in 1939.
Okay.
And it is now 2014. The amount of time between Gone with the Wind and now is officially longer than the amount of time between the American Civil War and Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
How weird is that? Because when Gone with the Wind came out, this was a period piece of an ancient time. They were talking about, like, you know, seriously, years ago.
It still is.
It still is, but
still a period piece of an ancient time.
Yes, but the ancient time was when they were making the period piece. Yeah. That's as long ago. What's the best way? You know what I'm speaking of.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Well,
yeah,
put it into good words, Lisa.
No,
use your big girl words and help out this man who can't talk.
Slap on your big girl pants and use your big girl words. More time has passed since the making of Gone with the Wind than had passed between the end of the Civil War and the making of the film.
Still too long. It's got to be like one sentence. Yeah. More time has passed between Gone with the Wind and now than between the Civil War and Gone with the Wind.
I think that sums it up.
But nowhere there does it explain that Gone with the Wind was about the Civil War. But if you don't know that Gone with the Wind was about the Civil War, then really, go watch it. Go take, 9 hours of your day and go watch that movie, because it goes on forever. Hey, special day today in the Beaverbank Bunker.
Yes.
We have Suzanne Rent here from Halifax Magazine. She's taking pictures as we do this podcast. And we're going to have a caller a little later on in the show.
Yes, we're going to be speaking with Eve O'Regan, children's author. And we'll find out about her book, Rosie Writes Backwards, and how she is hoping to meet the fawns in the next couple of weeks.
Hey.
In the meantime, it's been a rough winter for all of us. And included on that list, the deer population. I guess there are more deer converging along the highways and roadways of Nova Scotia these days, and it is making things difficult, especially when it comes to them trying to escape predators and find food. Now, one of the things that they are attracted to is the salt that still remains on the roadways. So if you're going to see a lot of deer, especially along the Magazine Hill, you're going to see them there. And unfortunately...
No, I'm going to stop you. You're not going to see them there. You see them there.
I see them there.
I look at the road when I'm driving. I will be driving the car, at least, and go, look, there's a deer. Look at the deer. And I'm going, okay. And I look just for a second because, of course, I have to concentrate on driving.
Right.
Can't see the damn deer. And then when I'm driving as a passenger, when you're driving, still... Look at the deer. Look at the deer. Aren't you supposed to be driving this car? I still can't see the damn things
when
you point them up.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
You spend more time looking at those deer than you do on the road.
How many times have you hit a deer in your life with your vehicle?
Never.
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 I have done it twice.
That's because you're staring at them. You know,
listen,
as long as you're looking at the deer, that's what you're going to end up hitting. If you look at the road, then maybe you'll stay on it and you won't hit the deer.
Well, if the damn things wouldn't run out in front of me, they wouldn't get hit. No, seriously, I actually changed my route to work back when I was working because I ran into a deer and saw so many of them along the side of the road that it just made me nervous. I used to take the Bi-High into work. And I actually stopped doing that in favor of the Magazine Hill. Yeah, I know, not much better. But that's because of, you know, I would see the deer and actually hit a couple.
You're getting them in your gaze. You know how they freeze in the headlights? They freeze in your gaze. They come to you.
Well,
you're...
I have replaced a number of front panels. I have picked fur out of my grill. It's not
okay,
fun.
Pardon me?
I have picked fur out of my grill, and yeah, I don't want to do it again.
You can hire people to do that for you, you know.
Is it legal?
I think.
Bottom line is, watch out for the deer, because there are a whole lot more of them on the sides of highways trying to feed and to get at the salt, and unfortunately, it's been a tough year for them as well. Hey, welcome to town, Clara Hughes.
Is Clara's big bicycle tour here in town?
It hit Halifax. Oh. Yes, did the Truro to Halifax run yesterday. So she was waking up in HRM. And of course, she is here to speak about mental health issues. So look for her at, I think she's going to be around town today doing schools and other type of events.
Now, did she go to these events on her bike, or does she just cycle to town and then get escorted around while she's here?
It depends on how big the city is, I guess. I mean, she stopped along the way from Truro to Halifax just to meet with fans and spread the word type of thing. But then she also has scheduled events at, you know, schools and meets with government leaders and that kind of thing.
Plus, we live in the worst city in the world to travel on a bike with. Hey, Clara, word of advice. Don't take that bike lane that goes in front of the Metro Center, because it mysteriously ends. You notice that all it is a line painted on the road saying, bikes, this is the bike lane. This is where you take your bikes. And then you get to the end of that block and it's gone. Where do the bikes disappear? They're still there.
I don't know.
They just don't have their own lane anymore. Fend for yourselves now, guys.
So good luck, Clara. She is, of course, riding across Canada to raise awareness to end the stigma of mental illness, and wishing her all the best. I've cycled from Truro to Halifax, or Halifax to Truro, however you want to count it. That's not easy at the best of times. It's Easter weekend.
Yay.
Yes.
Can I talk about something that we're going to do on this show on the Easter weekend?
Sure.
Jamie and Lisa's Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
This is our first contest.
Okay.
Good Friday. A lot of places are closed. A lot of poor sods have to work.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, Good Friday is Good Friday. Well, we're going to make it Great Friday.
That just seems so sacrilegious.
I know. We're going to put out a podcast on that day, but mm-hmm. the podcast is just going to consist of a quiz. We're mm-hmm. going to ask you about certain things that we've done so far in the podcast.
Okay.
It's up to you to find the answer to the questions that we will give you on Friday.
Yes.
You'll have all long weekend long. Can you think of a better way to spend your Easter?
Gather the family around your computer, listen up, and win some fabulous prizes.
That's right. Johnny, tell them what they can win. Actually, you know what? You don't have to gather around the computer. You can listen on your iPhone or wherever you listen
That's
to
true.
These podcasts. And the neat thing about a podcast is once you download it, you can rewind it and keep asking the question
mm-hmm.
over and over again, you know, until you get the right answer. And you can do some investigative work, too. If you don't quite remember what we said on that podcast, you can always download it again and go and you have to listen to it again, though, but get the answers. You send the answers in there and win some great radio stuff. We've got radio stuff kicking around here.
You're doing this.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Number one, you're going to get a jacket from a radio station that we used to work for.
You going to wash it first?
Maybe not. It depends.
Ooh.
Which is more valuable? Oh, it could be a Sun FM jacket. I think there's one kicking around
yeah.
here. Maybe a Cool FM jacket. There's
yeah.
one kicking around here. Both radio stations that aren't around. How about a Light 92.9 jacket?
Hey, another radio station not around
anymore.
Around.
And of course, we both have our Q104 stuff. Well, that radio station's still kicking around. Does that make it more valuable?
Maybe I don't know.
I think it might make it illegal for us to do that.
Yeah,
so,
we might have to forego that one.
Yeah. So, plus we have a lot of radio station pens. We have some mugs. We have all sorts of neat things that you can win. They're all going to be collector's items. And all you have to do is take part in Jamie and Lisa's Easter egg hunt. And that will be Friday's podcast. Run around, tell all your friends and neighbors about this one. It's going to be huge.
All right. Also, run around, tell all your friends that there's no garbage collection on Good Friday. All of your garbage, organics, and recyclables will be picked up on Saturday instead. Easter Monday, that's not going to be affected. It is a regular day for recyclables, garbage, etc.
And I do believe we have our caller right now.
We'd like to welcome a children's author, Eve O'Regan. Hey, Eve, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today, Lisa.
Hey, listen, now we want to find out about Rosie Writes Backwards. Now, this book has been out for just not quite a year yet.
Oh, gosh, no. Just since November. November of 2013. So I had my book launch in November.
And now this book is unique in that the entire book is written backwards.
That's right. I've always wanted to write this book. I've had it in my head for a long time. And so what I did was I found a professional illustrator. And I had the story all planned because I am Rosie. I'm the one that can write backwards. I can write the regular way too, but I can write backwards. And I had this idea to write the book backwards. So yeah, the printing in the book is backwards. The book itself comes with a piece of reflective paper. It's like a mirror. And kids are loving it. They're loving the story of Rosie about a little girl who discovers her talent. And her talent is writing backwards. Now, a lot of adults ask me if Rosie is dyslexic. And you know what? She may be, she may not be, but this is a story from a child's perspective.
Right, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Do you know, not one child has ever asked me if Rosie's dyslexic.
Exactly.
Because they don't care. They're just having fun. And the book itself, the storyline, it is fun. At the very end, it has Rosie looking in the mirror in her bedroom, and she says, I like writing backwards, and I like being me. And really, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, for a child to like being who they are.
You're saying this is a personal story of yours. When did you discover that you had this talent?
Probably when I was in, grade 5, grade 6. And like in the book, it says that, I had written my name backwards in the right-hand corner of my French test, and that's exactly how it went down. And I was the very last one to get my French test back because the teacher couldn't read what was up there.
And so it began.
And so it began. Because now, from so many people asking me if Rosie's dyslexic, it's kind of taken on a different turn because there are a lot of teachers are interested in this book because it is taken from a child's perspective, and this child appears that she may have a learning variation, but she still has fun and she still has friends and she still needs affirmation. And so
now you've been out selling this book. It's self-published, so you've been doing this all on your own. And you've been invited to sell the book at a very special event that's coming up at the World Trading Convention Center?
That's right. It's through Bridgeway Academy. It's called Emergent Learning Conference. They have it in the spring every year, and it's just a fantastic conference for anyone who wants to go. And a lot of teachers go, professionals, but moms go. Anyone can go to this conference, and it's just to learn more. There's so much information out there. And this year Henry Winkler is going to be there.
Yes.
And he himself has a series of children's books that he put out, and it's about a child with a learning variation because he himself is dyslexic.
Right.
And yeah, so it's going to be great.
What day is he going to be here?
He's going to be here April the 24th. He's a keynote speaker at 4 o'clock, and then I think he's here again on the 25th as well, because the conference is 2 days, and there's a lot of different keynote speakers, Mr. Winkler being one of them.
All right, and...
So hang on, so you get to spend a day with the Fonz, is that what you're telling us?
Hey.
How long have you dreamed about doing that?
ever since I've been listening to his a lot of his interviews, on YouTube, and so he and I kind of have a lot of similarities when it comes to
starting jukeboxes just by hitting them, that type of thing.
Yeah, right. No, about the books. About the book series. So I kind of want to talk to him about that and his own learning variation and how there are a lot of creative people out there that don't learn in the same way that,
the majority.
The majority, yeah. But they have other attributes, like very creative and very intelligent and, so they have, other things going on that may not be mainstream, but still it's still big.
Excellent. Well, listen, if folks want to find you on the 24th and 25th and pick up their own copy of Rosie Writes Backwards, where can they find you?
I will be in the main area wherever Woozles will be, and I'll be able to sign your book.
Excellent.
Now, can anybody pick up your book online yet? Is there anybody through Amazon?
Jamie, I have a website as well, and there's lots of fun stuff on the website for kids, and you can order my book through the website. My book is also at Chapters in Halifax, Chapters in Dartmouth, and actually I'll be doing a book signing on at both Chapters on Easter Saturday, so April the 19th.
Cool.
I'll be there. Yeah, it's very cool.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put a link to your website where you have all this information, I would imagine, on our blog at jamieandlisa.ca.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Eve.
Well, that's it for this hump day edition of the Halifax Daily News. Make sure you join us again tomorrow.
Until then.